Hello, Daryl.
Hello.
Hey, great to have you on the show, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me. You were speaking about those geese, and those geese fly by my house every day.
Isn't it amazing?
It's unbelievable.
I mean, have you seen as many, like, as what I'm talking... I mean, because here in Cincinnati, just forget about it, man. I mean, it's... You'll just see, like, a flock every now and then. I mean, it's not... I'm talking thousands of birds.
We have, usually at night, there's just flock after flock after flock. And you can usually tell when the weather's going to change. If it's going to be nice and warm, they start flying and they're heading north.
Oh, yeah, it was absolutely gorgeous. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. All right, so how can I help you, my friend?
Well, here's my issue. I'm finishing a couple of rooms and a bathroom in my house. And right now, half the wall is concrete, and the upper half is 2x6 construction. And when they framed out my house, they insulated that 2x6, and then they put a vapor barrier on the outside of it.
Okay.
And my intent is to frame it straight up from the floor all the way to the ceiling.
Okay.
And then to insulate that and then put another vapor barrier. But what I noticed was it's a four-level house, and on the third level, I put my hand behind the insulation, and it's kind of damp.
Yeah, that's because in the process of you remodeling, you know, like if that vapor barrier got compromised,
mm-hmm.
You bet any of that water vapor, and it doesn't take much that escapes back behind it and hits that cold surface of the wall, it's going to do exactly what you just found. It's going to condense. It's really a problem. It can really be a problem. That's why the installation of these vapor retarders is, you know, sometimes some of the people who put it in, they don't do it very well, and they don't care, and they don't realize what a problem they're causing.
Okay, so the vapor barrier, should I leave it on? Should I take it off?
Well, for now that it's wet back there, I would absolutely take it off. I'd actually pull the insulation out and let it dry. It doesn't take long for this to happen, especially if you have, like, a traditional old, you know, one of those box fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you can just kind of turn on to get the water to dry. And then if you feel the insulation and it is, you know, it's dry, you can put it back up and very quickly cover that whole wall again very tightly, you know, with a new sheet of the vapor retarder. You know, you can't have any tears in it. It's got to be tight to the floor. You see what I'm trying to say? It can't, you know,
yep.
Sometimes if it's wrinkled, you know, air can kind of get up behind it. Think of how... when you buy an object at the store, you know, there's so many different types of packaging, but you've seen something shrink wrap before.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine trying to shrink wrap, you know, that wall. That's what you're trying to do.
I see.
Or you know, some like saran wrap, you know, that you cover like a dish with to put in the refrigerator. You know, mm-hmm. how tightly that seals around the edges?
Sure.
That's what you're trying to mimic.
Okay. And do you think that I should have two layers of that?
I don't know that I would do that. I think that would be death on a stick. I don't think that's necessary.
Okay,
but here's your problem. You have to you've got to kind of get that vapor retarder up quickly as you work, because you can see what happens if it's still real cold. You know, it only takes a few minutes for that condensation to start happening.
Right.
Yeah. So
once the other wall goes up, though, would that barrier then stop that moisture from getting behind there?
It depends. I mean, it depends on if there's any way around the edges of that wall. I'm sure top and bottom that the wall is going to be sealed nice and tight, you know, with the floor and the ceiling.
Yes.
Okay. But on the sides, you know, just think about it. Like, is there a way for air to get around that wall?
It definitely is until it's finished.
Yeah, yeah.
If you think about the floor joists as well.
Yeah, so you got to think about that. So, you know, it just becomes a matter of trying desperately to lower. What's creating the humidity in the house? I mean, aside from the, you know, are you still using this bathroom?
Well, it's a new bathroom.
Okay, but I mean, is there? I'm trying to figure out a way that how we have to lower the humidity, the relative humidity inside this house while you're working on it.
I think the issue lies with the, you know, the regular temperature of, you know, 72 degrees.
Yeah. right.
of that hitting the cold, you know, 40-degree wall.
That's right. But you can still have 72-degree air, and it can be dry. I mean, it can be very dry. You know,
it actually is very dry.
Well, not dry enough, because you're getting condensation.
Right.
Yeah, not dry enough. So, I mean, you know, so the humidity can come from any number of sources. I mean, I'm just, you know, I've got a column on the website about it. If you read that, I've got a column called Indoor Humidity. If you haven't read that one yet, you might want to, because I start to outline, like, all the potential sources for humidity in a house. And you'd be shocked, you know, and they all kind of add up together, you know, so if you can control it. But I'm just saying, you need to get that thing buttoned up as quickly as possible and then just get the job done, and you should be okay.
Very good.
All right. Anything else, Darryl?
That will be all.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling Ask the Builder.